September 25th, the Venerable Euphrosyne. Euphrosyne was the daughter of Paphnutius, a wealthy and distinguished man of Alexandria. Her childless parents had besought God with prayer for the birth of a child, and they were given her. Her devout parents raised their daughter in the Christian faith. Not wanting to enter into marriage, the young Euphrosyne hid from her father, changed into men's clothing, and presented herself to the abbot of a monastery as a eunuch of Emperor Theodosius, giving the name Smaragdus. The abbot received her and turned her over to the spiritual father Agapitus for guidance. By her fasting and prayerful asceticism, Smaragdus quickly surpassed all the monks in that monastery. When she had completed 38 years of strict asceticism, her father, Paphnutius, visited that monastery, and the abbot directed him to Smaragdus for prayer and counsel. Smaragdus recognized Paphnutius, but Paphnutius did not recognize Smaragdus. When the father confessed his grief for his lost daughter, Smaragdus told him not to lose hope, for he would see his daughter again in this life, and besought him to come again within 3 days. When Paphnutius came again, Smaragdus was on her deathbed. The dying one said to Paphnutius, "I am Euphrosyne, your daughter. You are my father." For a long time the father was unable to come to himself due to his severe shock. Then the blessed Euphrosyne breathed her last, and her father wept over her. After burying her, Paphnutius himself entered the monastery and settled in the cell of his holy, reposed daughter. After 10 years of asceticism, Paphnutius also entered into rest in the Lord. The Venerable Sergius of Radonezh. Sergius was a great ascetic and light of the Russian Church. He was born in 1313. In Rostov, of devout parents, Cyril and Maria. After his parents' deaths, Bartholomew, for that was his baptismal name, became a monk and founded the monastery of the Holy Trinity in the forests of Radonezh. As a quiet and gentle servant of God, he knew only labor and prayer. Because of the purity of his heart, he was made worthy of the gift of miracle working, even resurrecting the dead in the name of Christ. The Holy Theotokos appeared to him many times. Princes and bishops came to him for advice. He blessed Prince Dmitri Donskoy and foretold his victory in the battle for the liberation of Russia from the Tartars. He saw into the hearts of men as well as future events. His monastery was full of monks, even during his lifetime, and, century after century, has been one of the most important centers of spiritual life and God's miracles. Saint Sergius entered into rest in the year 1392. Following his repose, he appeared many times to various people. The Venerable Euphrosyne of Suzdal. Euphrosyne's baptismal name was Theodula. She was the daughter of Michael Visvolodovich and the betrothed of Minas, the Prince of Suzdal. She did not at all desire to marry, and prayed to God to preserve her as a virgin until death. When they took her to Suzdal to be married, her betrothed, Minas, suddenly died. Euphrosyne did not return to the home of her parents, but entered a convent, where she labored in asceticism until her repose. God endowed her with the gift of working miracles. She entered into rest in the year 1250. Hymn of Praise, the Venerable Sergius of Radonezh.
An example of prayerful meekness from his youth, holy Sergius, love God and God's beauty, and instilled serenity and goodness in himself. He filled the wilderness with ceaseless prayer, and transformed the forest into a holy place of God. He cared not for worldly vanity, nor was he ever angered. He was utterly quiet and meek with everyone, yet not meek toward the wicked adversary. With the foe of God, the father of all lies, who seeks to devour the souls of men, Sergius bravely waged a bitter struggle, tireless and powerful, until the final victory. Thus the elder reposed, but the saint remained as a fiery pillar for the Russian people, beseeching God for every blessing, and bringing blessings down from heaven to his people. Holy Sergius, do not cease to shine, do not cease to pray to the Most High God, for the good of the Church, for the good of Russia, in the glory of Christ, O Saint Sergius.
Reflection. A saint does not shine outwardly. All of his riches are within, in his soul. A peasant came from afar to the monastery to see Saint Sergius. When he asked the monks for the abbot, they told him he was working in the garden. The peasant went to the garden, and there saw a man in poor, ragged clothes, digging like any other peasant on a farm. The peasant returned to the monastery dissatisfied, thinking that the monks had made fun of him. So, to make things clear, he asked again for the glorious Holy Father, Sergius. Just then, Sergius returned to the monastery and welcomed the peasant, serving him at the table. The saint saw into the heart of his guest and knew the low opinion he had of his appearance. He consoled him by promising that he would see Sergius in a little while. A prince and his boyars then arrived at the monastery, and they all bowed low to Saint Sergius and asked his blessing. The monks then removed the peasant from the room in order to make room for the new guests. In amazement, the peasant looked on from a distance to see that the one he had sought had been nearby all the time. The peasant rebuked himself for his ignorance and was greatly ashamed. When the prince departed, the peasant quickly approached the saint, fell at his feet, and began to beg his forgiveness. The great saint embraced him and said to him, "Do not grieve, my son, for you are the only one who knew the truth about me, considering me to be nothing, while others were deluded, taking me for something great." Contemplation. Contemplate the righteousness and sin of King Joash, and God's reward and punishment. 2 Chronicles chapter 24. How at first Joash hearkened to the high priest Jehoiada, and did that which is right in the sight of the Lord. How God blessed Joash with a long and peaceful reign. How Joash changed and slew the righteous son of Jehoiada and committed other evils. How a small Syrian army defeated Joash and plundered the land. And how Joash, gravely ill, was slain in bed by his servants. Homily on the shared riches of the Father and the Son. All things that the Father hath are mine. St. John chapter 16, verse 15. These are some of the last words of Christ the Lord before his passion. They are the weightiest words, for they reveal the divinity of Christ the Savior to the world. And in connection with the words, "He shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you," St. John chapter 16, verse 14, also reveal the equality of the Holy Spirit with the Father and the Son. That which the Spirit will receive of mine cannot be different or contrary to that which is the Father's. For all things that the Father hath are mine. Why did our Lord not say, "He will take mine," but rather, "He shall receive of mine"? Because the Holy Spirit will not reveal everything to man, but only a part of everything, as much as men can bear, and as much as is necessary for them. One part of God's gifts are given to the faithful on earth, and another part will be given to them in the heavenly kingdom. This heavenly part is that which the visionary apostle describes: "Eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the things which God hath prepared for them that love him." 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. All this, and incomparably more, is part of Christ's possession. His possession encompasses not only this world, but also the other world, and it is incomparably greater and more precious than both worlds. Eternity is his, immortality is his, perfect might is his, perfect wisdom is his, perfect love is his, and perfect goodness is his, as are mercy and justice and truth. What else can we think of or express that is good? All perfection is his, and it transcends everything that earthly man can ever conceive of. The Father has all this, the Son has all this, and the Holy Spirit has all this. All things that the Father hath are mine. By these words, the indescribably wealthy one, the unequaled Son of the King, Jesus Christ, revealed his boundless and inconceivable riches to his disciples on the dark night, when he was about to stand barefoot before the Jewish elders to be scourged and spat upon. O our God, most holy and most abundant Trinity, have mercy on us sinners and save us. To you be glory and thanks always. Amen.